Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the reading of this morning you just heard, particularly this sentence. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." What is it that has never been seen in Israel? What amazes the crowd to say these words? The answer is obvious. The Israelites have just become witnesses of two great deeds. Two blind men had their sight restored, and a possessed mute man had his demon driven out and received the ability to speak. That is what the Israelites saw. Two miracles in a long list of miracles Jesus had performed. And in their amazement, they exclaimed, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." These acts and these deeds were so unique and rare in all of the history of Israel that the people struggled to make sense of them. But these deeds also have a doer. The acts have an actor. And so the amazement for the miracles will also include the one who did them. And a pious Jew could only attribute them to God himself. It must be God here at work. God is acting in these healing miracles as he has never appeared before among the Israelites. Now, God is among them and with them. It is the Emmanuel who has come to his people and lived among them, just like Matthew wrote in the first chapter. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Someone who was able to restore light to the blind could only be the one who created light itself, and who casts out demons and gives back speech to a mute can only be the one who lords over creation. In the Psalms, they would have read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." This light has appeared to the Israelites. It walks among them and is active in bringing about salvation. For a while, it should have remained a secret, but the message is out now, and the meaning of the text is clear. God has come to earth and is now at work there. And we too, upon hearing this text, are told to pause and to contemplate the person who walked the earth then and who lived and worked among his people. This is the Emmanuel. Wherever he teaches and heals, he is to be worshipped and to be honored. That's how it should be. But that is precisely the problem. A recurring theme in the gospel is that there are people in this world who fail to recognize him. They can't deny the fact that these miracles have occurred, but they find their own explanations for them. The Pharisees are a case in point. It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. And it is the greatest miracle of all, the death of Christ on the cross, that is contested. As Paul says, "For Jews demand signs, and the Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles." There's a certain irony in our text that those that see do not see, and those who do not see physically actually see him and follow him. Our text opens with two people who, though blind, have true sight, and it ends with those who have physical eyesight, and yet they do not see. The blind recognized him and shouted out, "Have mercy on us, son of David." They believed him, and they were healed through their faith in him. Now, physical health is not the ultimate issue here, but a blindness that prevents true spiritual sight. Every illness, every physical handicap is bad, to be sure, But our true illness and handicap is letting Jesus walk by without acknowledging him, without calling out to him, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And so, because we all know that we too are in danger of contracting blindness and becoming mute by not calling out to him, we must be vigilant observers and participants in his presence among us. Here too, something very special happens that the world will never see elsewhere. He is here at work, restoring sight to blindness to all those who call out to him, "Lord, have mercy upon us." And you too may let your faith speak to him in this way. Call out to him, and he will come and heal your blindness and restore the light and salvation for you again. This is the place where Emmanuel continues his work and where he comes to you and asks, "Do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I am able to forgive your sins?" And you may respond, "Yes, I believe." May the Lord give and preserve us all in that true faith. Amen.